Corporal Fabian Purvis is set to leave the Marine Corps next month. After 4 years on active duty, he wants to get into law enforcement. Part of leaving the Corps meant going through an intense 5-day seminar to prepare him for civilian life. It's a program he took full advantage of.
I was like a sponge when I went there. I was like, I want everything you can give me. Show me how to dress, show me how to tie my tie, show me how to write a resume.
The San Diego Sheriff's Department was one of many employers who came in to make recruiting pitches. Corporal Purvis has already had a second round of interviews and hopes to get an offer soon.
If I were to go to San Diego Sheriff's, I would be starting roughly a month after I get out.
When John Pickens got out of the Army in 1973, he says folks leaving the service didn't get anywhere near that kind of help.
There wasn't very much. It was, you had to go here and turn in this, and you had to go there and hear some information about VA benefits, I think is all they really told us about, and it wasn't very long. It was just very brief.
Things got better when the Pentagon created its transition assistance program after the first Gulf War, but it still had flaws. For one thing, it was voluntary, and even for those who wanted to participate, commanders could turn them down for virtually any reason. The program was geared more towards putting people into manual trades than into college or white-collar jobs, and people were left on their own to figure out how to take advantage of the training. 5 years ago, Congress tried to fix those problems by revamping the program. It's now run by Dr. Susan Kelly.
What Congress did in 2011 was to make participation in the transition assistance program mandatory.
And she says everyone has to come up with a goal.
The purpose of the redesign is to allow service members to develop their own individual transition plan.
That plan is tailored for what each person wants to do on the outside, whether that means college, a trade, or executive management. For those who want to use their GI Bill right away, they get help picking out a college and help navigating the application process. Those who want to go straight into the workforce get advice on how to translate the military jargon of their experiences and occupational specialties into terms that civilian HR departments might better understand. Colonel Bobby Shea commands the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force Headquarters Group, or MHG, at Camp Pendleton. She says there's another reason why the beefed up transition program is important.
Remember, the vast majority of Marines are super young. You know, the 1,500 Marines that got out of MHG this year, about 1,000 of them were 18 to 25.
John Pickens, the vet who left the Army in 1973, has been helping folks transition out of the military for several years now. He's seen both the old and the new transition programs up close.
I think they've made some changes for the positive, and I think they're open to improvement. So that's a good sign.
Pickens would like to see this kind of support extended to people after they've gone back to civilian life, through the VA.
The VA, of course, is very good about providing benefits and services, but they don't offer any education or counseling in how to budget or handle someone's finances.
That's why Pickens founded VeteransPlus.org, a nonprofit offering them free financial counseling. Corporal Fabian Purvis, the Marine who we met earlier, might be better positioned for financial success than most. While every Marine is trained as a rifleman, Purvis's main job is to serve as a financial analyst for the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. That experience has him feeling pretty confident as he prepares to get out.
It's been pretty smooth for me, to be honest. A lot smoother than I heard it was. And there's so much help out there. I kind of feel invincible going out into the civilian world.
All he needs now is that offer letter. I'm John Ismay reporting.